From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council says it is working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of its latest nuclear test. After an emergency session Wednesday, the Security Council said North Korea's actions pose a threat to international peace and security. In Washington, the White House sharply criticized North Korea, while at the same time saying the initial U.S. analysis of the blast is not consistent with the North's boast that it now has hydrogen bomb technology. A military spokesman says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters since coalition airstrikes began in August 2014, Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land it once controlled. He said the IS has not gained any land since May of last year. Iraq's foreign minister Wednesday offered to act as a mediator between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Relations deteriorated this week with a Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric, protesters storming the Saudi embassy in Tehran, and Saudi Arabia's subsequent decision to cut off diplomatic ties with Iran. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf said she supports the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential term of office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A Constitutional Review Commission recommended last year to reduce the number of years a president can serve. The commission also recommended term in office for senators be reduced from the current 9 years to 6. This is VOA News. Syrian activists say the Islamic State group has executed a woman reporter. The victim was reporting from inside IS-held territory as an independent journalist. Rukia Hassan wrote about daily life in Raqqa, the IS stronghold in Syria, which is also a frequent target of coalition airstrikes against extremist groups. The exact date of Hassan's execution is unknown, but she abruptly stopped posting news on social media in July of 2015. German officials say that a series of sexual assaults and thefts that took place during New Year's Eve celebrations in Cologne were likely part of a coordinated effort by a criminal gang. Police say about 1,000 men, most of Arab or North African origin, had gathered near Cologne's main train station around midnight throwing fireworks. After police moved in to break up the revelry, smaller groups of men began surrounding women passing through the area, groping and harassing them and stealing their belongings. A plainclothes policewoman says she was among those attacked. Germany says nearly 1.1 million people registered as migrants within its borders last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said more than 400,000 migrants were part of the flood of people exiting Syria. Syrians fleeing a violent war at home were by far the largest single group of nationals among the migrants coming into Germany. Afghan authorities said that security forces made advances Wednesday in a southern district, killing 43 Taliban insurgents and wounding many others. The fighting in Marja erupted a day earlier when Afghan forces, backed by U.S. military personnel, launched a counteroffensive to try to regain lost territory. Provincial Police Chief General Abdul Rahman Sarjang says the counterinsurgency operation has also opened a main road for traffic in the area that was heavily mined by the Taliban. A Taliban spokesman refuted the official's claim. Bangladesh's Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence given to the leader of the country's largest Islamist party for war crimes. A panel of judges rejected an appeal by Motiur Rahman Nizami, a former cabinet minister who leads the Jamaat-e-Islami party. The decision clears the last barrier for his execution. A powerful El Niño-influenced storm hit the coast of California, dumping much-needed rain on a state stricken with a severe drought. The National Weather Service says storms Wednesday and Thursday are expected to dump more than 7 centimeters of rain. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.